John Boy's not going to answer. This is WRUA 709, and I will say goodnight to Mary Ellen.
That's awesome. I have not heard that in a while, and I'll also return that with goodnight, Grandpa.
Oh, you're more right than you know. Thank you.
It feels good to be a grandparent, doesn't it?
Yes, actually, it really does. Mine are a bit older, but it's still fun.
How old are yours?
Let's see. We've got an 18-year-old up to 44. My wife's shaking her head. She can't remember how old the oldest one is either.
Oh, my, we certainly don't feel old enough for that, do we? Wow. Mine are still pretty young, varying in ages between 7 and 14.
Really the golden years. Oh, absolutely. So much fun. And, yeah, it goes so fast. You got to enjoy them whenever you can.
Oh, yeah, it goes really, really, really fast. Before you know it, they're grown, and you're like, what happened? No babies anymore. Oh, my gosh. So I'm participating in homeschooling them this year, so that will be an interesting journey. I've homeschooled my son before, but now I got the grandbabies, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, really. You know, I made that comment about the axis of the Earth changing, and I've read several different conflicting reports about it, but bottom line is the Earth normally has an axis of around 23.4 degrees, and it's varied all the way up to, I read reports of 31 plus, which very definitely changes over a period of time how the weather and other things are going to react, so we're likely to have some more interesting times coming if this keeps up.
That is completely true, and yeah, the Earth is also having its magnetic field shifting around a bit and doing its interesting things, so yeah, weather patterns are going to persist through solar maximum and minimums, and the whole cosmos has to change and, you know, roll the changes like we all do.
That surprises me is that, you know, most of the stuff we talk about, we think about in geologic time. So to us, it's something you don't even see, but gosh, we're seeing so many things that are changing. It's just mind-boggling how fast it's going for all of us. Anyway, life's interesting. That is a blessing and a curse.
Comment?
Go ahead, comment.
WRB64, I just turned on the radio, and because I'm helping someone, and I can't get your computer or my phone to fact-check the comment that was made regarding possibly 10 degrees axis shift on the Earth. Has that been fact-checked? I find that extremely hard to believe based on my significant degree of Earth and astrophysics and such like that. I can't believe that's possible. You know, maybe I'm wrong. But that's my comment. Back to Gibber.
Actually, this is Ken and WRUA 709. I'm the one that commented on it. It's something that I've seen recently. Most of the reports that I read are obviously wrong, but there are some, I can't give you the quotes right now, but there were several what looked to be possibly reliable sources commenting on the shifts, break. The discussions that I read said that the variations were caused by a great deal of pumping of subsurface water, primarily in the northern climates, that are causing some imbalance to the rotation. So I got to tell you, I'm a little bit skeptical as well, but I thought it was something that was interesting to possibly comment on.
I'm going to be so bold to say I'm extremely skeptical and of absolute belief in my own mind that is absolutely incorrect, all of it. No way, you know. put my feet to the fire if I'm wrong. What do you mean by pumping? What do they define that? I don't mean to haunt the conversation, but this is the conversation. There's two things can happen, a shift in volume or a shift in density. Hot water is lighter, warm water. What do you think they said by pumping? That doesn't make any sense at all. Start with that. You know, I'll pick it all apart.
Okay. What I read was that they were talking about probably over the last 10 or 20 years, there's a fair amount of deep water being brought up to the surface for irrigation and the like, and the water that's being pumped from subsurface aquifers is either going up into the atmosphere as evaporation or draining down into the oceans, which is also contributing to a very slight rise in elevation of the ocean itself, which we do know is changing a little bit. That's why I say I've seen so many things that were obviously misquoted that I'm a little leery of it as well, but it sounded like there was some good science to it. I'm not that smart, so all I could do is, like, comment on it.
Yeah, well, my comment there is, like I said, it had nothing to do with be smart, getting good information, but I do know a lot about this subject, so I can't help it. I turned it on, and there we go again. All right, briefly, Atlantic or Pacific? What are they talking about?
It was not that specific. They just said oceans in general and contributing to a little bit of the unbalancing of the axis.
Interesting. Okay, the only way the axis can tilt is the concentration or change in density is in one location making it tilt. If it happens all around the world in general, it would even out. I call foul. I could go on and on. It's one more question. I'll give it back. I cannot help this. Did you say they were pumping from the cold water out of the ocean? Is that what you said?
What I read was they were talking pumping from the deep aquifers to irrigate and use deep water, which was changing the density and volume of the deep aquifers, which weren't being replenished through normal replenishment because it takes so long.
Well, it probably is true in that regard, the extreme use of water, fresh water, aquifers, probably so. I still would think that's not even close enough to make a shift, because the oceans are, you know, huge, relatively speaking, to all of that. Certainly in volume that's been removed even over 20 years, or in, well, volume space. All right, well, anyway, interesting. All that is very interesting. When you said, I thought you might have said deep oceans, you took a quick fade, which there was other issues that followed that were contrary. All right, well, thanks to you for that. Yeah, I will look later because it is interesting. If there was that much shift, all right, check this and I'm out of here. If there was that much shift, which is what shift is what our seasons are, the seasons would be more consistent and worse in one direction because we're always more in a seasonal direction, tilt, away or to the sun. We still have seasons. And they're not that much extreme different. Sure, some atmospherics. Yeah, so I'll call foul on that one again. All right, thank you for your time, WIB624.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I felt the same way. I just read enough from a variety of places that it made me wonder. And I was kind of hoping that somebody like you that had a lot more background in this would comment on it because I thought it was fear-mongering and possibly pseudoscience. So that's why I like to get discussions going. I don't want to foment bad information, but intelligent discussion, I think, is a good thing. This is WRUA 709.
Well, it's a perfect subject, and it's a perfect example of fear-mongering. I'm certain of it. All right, buddy, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Comment, KR7Y. Oh, 957.
Go ahead, 957.
Yeah, Steve, that's AI overview. So that's where that's coming from.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, thank you. We can all be certain of that, I think, at this point.
0.7 comet.
0.5? You know, I'd still be skeptical, but believe it.
0.87 comet.
Hi, Kimber, go ahead.
I am on the NASA.gov website right now, and there is an article dated July 19th, 2024. NASA-funded studies explain how climate is changing Earth's rotation, and it says days on Earth are growing slightly longer as that change is accelerating. The reason is connected to the same mechanisms that also have caused the planet's axis to meander by about 30 feet, 10 meters, in the past 120 years. The findings come from two recent NASA-funded studies focused on how the climate-related redistribution of ice and water has affected Earth's rotation. It occurs when ice sheets and glaciers melt more than they grow from the snowfall, and when aquifers lose more groundwater than precipitation replenishes. So there's a whole article on that in NASA.gov, but, you know, and it just affects the Earth's rotation and also weather patterns for sure, but so there's that.
Okay, now let's look at all of that as a percentage, because the 10% was expressed, you know, and we expressed it a percentage of the axis. Okay, 30 meters. So I'm going to guess that it, for percentage, is 0.00015, which is nothing. Can you ask Google, how would you phrase it? What is 30 feet as a percentage of the Earth's tilt?
Well, I would agree with you. It's very little. Hang on.
I don't even have to do the math to know that that is a lot more believable. That's why I said I thought it was a little bogus, but since it was out there and I'd read it in several places, I thought it was worthwhile discussing, because I love to get intelligent discussion, and I'm glad somebody with a better computer than mine can go in there and look it up.
Well, it's good you brought it up, because we have now brought it to a point to, what's the word? Convince, inspire, encourage others to go look. And Kimber is. She's real good with everything she does, including taking this one and getting down to the wire. And with others, we will, how would you say, convey to the listeners of many who are interested in many things, which is the purpose of GMRS, many things amongst many people. And if we get to the bottom of this, which we're started doing, they won't fall for it.
Exactly, exactly. The thing is to go verify yourself, people, and you can do this. It's all over the place, really easy to explore. So thanks, Ken, for bringing it up, and thank you, Steve, for bringing up the points that things are overdone. Appreciate that, and it's so true. The news and media like to overdo everything.
And fear mongers, you know, keyboard warriors, you know, for sure. You know, we were talking about oceans to begin with. You know, they say, and it's been confirmed a lot, the ocean is slowing down and it's upheaval and currents, up, down. You know, you still hear reports the Atlantic is somewhat dying as far as the circulation. Others are suffering from a certain amount of oxygen loss. So there's all of that, too. But when oceans came into the topic, well, there's my comment on that. Well, all right, well, thanks, Kimber and Ken, and I think that was Craig out there, I believe. Anyway, all good. I enjoyed this a lot. Remember when we used to have the S4S, Social 4, on Sundays? And a lot of topics were brought up on the Ham Channel about ham-related things. And, oh, gosh, we'd go all over the place. It was wonderful. Jim, A7CL, was hosting that, but with other things in his life and time and responsibilities and everything else, it was just too much to coordinate, correlate, and, you know, things move on and shift. And that was back in the day when I was first getting to meet you, Kimber. You know, I think you might have been listening to that circuit or something. I'm not sure, but it was of that era.
Yeah, it was somewhere around in there. And getting to know all these folks and communication, everything we can do here. So, yeah, I'm just thankful for it all. And thanks again.
Yeah, I'm real thankful for it all, too. I enjoy it. Information. Everything can be interesting. It can be. And then it's just deeper and deeper. But as you took my lead about the GMRS people and communications, okay, RF or otherwise, of facts and involvement, oh, it's a riot. A lot of good times. All right. Well, I'll be standing by here. I want to be available for the net. A buddy of mine just shows up. He lost his phone. He thinks it's here. It's not. So he's in there trying to do GPS search for it. And I'm just wandering around in this beautiful evening, short sleeve weather as usual. All right. Catch y'all later. Oh. So, Kimber, I saw you liked my post. I'll share this with everybody since we're on Science Facts. Radiating elements have a half-life of, in time, meaning half of its radiation, emitting radiation, is gone over a certain amount of time, whether it's milliseconds or a million years. So I saw a T-shirt that said, "Half-lives matter," and it showed a little radiation sign. I mean, we all know, we've heard, Black Lives Matter. Half-lives matter. Well, they do. You know, our Earth is all full of elements and science. All right, got to go.
Oh, yeah, that's great. All right, you guys, everybody out there, be safe, be well, keep on the positive side of life, and forward we go. Good night, WRKV 487. I'll be clear now.
All right, many hugs. Bye-bye.
This is WRU 8709, the troublemaker. Yeah, you know, I wanted to get discussions going. I like discussion. It makes the radio go around and keeps us thinking. And I do love to get clean information. So thank you. Thanks, Steve and Kimber, and all who are listening, whether you check in or not. But that's part of the reason we get together. So thank you all. WRUA 709. I'm going to monitor for a little while longer.
Gotcha there, Ken. It's all good. Yep, everything's good. See, that's why we have these communication devices and skills of communications with each other. And it's super important that we keep this up because, you know, the truth needs to be verified and come out, and discussions matter. Just like half lives. All right, this is it. WRKV 487. Good night.
Good night. And thank you all. Sure makes it a joy to be here.